Ksivos Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivos Bavli Daf Lamed Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Medalos at the Mishnah. Now, if Nisalso or She Nisgalsha, Ubiyefe Glili Oime Ein No Knas. Ubiyefe Glili says that if a Nara was divorced from Erusin, she does not receive a fine. Ubiyefe Oime Yeshla Knas, Uknasa Shel Atmo. Kiva says she has a fine, and it belongs to her, not her father. The Gemara says, My timer to Ubiyefe Glili. What is the source for Rabbi Yosi Aglili's din? Hasher lo yarasa, ha osa in la knas, I should say. The answer is, the Pasuk says in Dvarim Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Ches, who was not betrothed. This implies that if she was betrothed, even if she was widowed or divorced, she has no fine. I should say, Rabbi Kiva hasher lo yarasa, ad shelo nis'arsa, noisen la'avia, nis'arsa, noisen la'adzmo. Rabbi Kiva says, hasher lo yarasa distinguishes, before she was engaged, he gives the fine to her father. If she is engaged and widowed or divorced, he gives it to her. Adate should say to Rabbi Akiva, Nara noisen la'avia, begeres noisen la'atzma, basula noisen la'avia, lokaseit noisen la'atzma. The Gemara asks the question, according to Rabbi Akiva, we should say that the Nara does not totally exclude a begeres, rather a Nara he gives to her father, a begeres he gives to her, a basula he gives to her father, and a mukaseit he gives to her. Shnihi dechsiv, Nara v'lo begeres, Basula, basula v'lo mukaseit. The answer is there is different because it says nara, a nara, and not a begeres. Basula means a basula and not a mukaseit. Leif ksiv asher lo yarasa. The Gemara asks, is it not written asher lo yarasa to exclude if she was mukudeshes? Asher lo yarasa melamed emena legzer shava matamon chamshin avhocha chamshin. And the Gemara answers, asher lo yarasa teaches that through egzer shava, just like their rape, he pays 50. Also here, in the case of Mefata, which is seduction, he pays 50. The Leif Leilu of Yosi Chamshin, and the Gemara asks, does Yosi Aglili not have a source that the fine for rape is 50? If Le Kesev Kesev, Ma Kesev Shinem Ala Alon Chamishim, Afkan Chamishin. The answer is he learns from Gzer Shova of the word Kesev, just like Kesev said about rape is 50, also here about Mefata, seduction, it's 50. Barle Ashrei Nis'arsa, V'Nis'arsa, if you say the least, Milsa to be Achi Amma Shunaisen. If he had relations with her before she became Mukudeshes, and she became Mukudeshes, do we not learn from Achi that he pays? Vatani, Tachasashe Ina, Rabbisis Yesoima, Laknas, Divri Rabbisia Glili. We have a Bryce that says from Rabbisia Glili that Tachas Ashe Ina, because he afflicted her, includes an orphan for a fine. Amr of Achi, Tipata, Shabar Leha, Achele Mace Avia, Rameth Avia, Kfarnira liten lavia. Rabbi Achi said that the case is, he had relations with her before her father died, and her father died, it was already proper to give to her father, so he's not exempted when her father dies. Hu bar leha atchulei meis aviha u meis aviha, hu bar leha atchulei nis'arsa v'nis'arsa. When he had relations with her before her father died, and her father died, it's the same as when he had relations with her before she became Mugadeshus, and she then became Mugadeshus, meaning that he pays. Ibzeira oma v'chista, Bar leha atchule nises v'nises. But Zera, quoting Rav Chista, asked, if he had relations with her before she had nisuin, and she had nisuin, what would be the law? And I should say, Kamad teima tamon tachas ba'ala hi hu noisen la'avia v'chacha tachas ba'ala hi hu noisen la'avia. I think my answer, just like you say there, in the case of Moitzi Shema, she's under her husband's domain, because she's after Nisuin, and even so he pays her father. Also here, when she had Nisuin after relations, now she has a husband, and he pays her father, even though she totally left his Rishus.